This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Each of these media creates a new environment. It creates a new situation for human association and human perception. Any medium at all creates a new pattern, a new atmosphere, a new environment of human perception, which works upon the whole man. It works upon the whole society. That is the effect of a medium. It has that total pervasive effect. That is the message, that social change that is brought about. The content of the medium is never the message, because the content is all to the old medium.
From the vast wilds of the Great White North for the week of November the 21st, 2016, it's TVA, a Canadian perspective on television, from north and south of the 49th parallel. I'm Anthony Marco.
And I'm Greg David.
And we would like you to put your television on mute for episode 216 of TVA, the podcast. And I have to say, Greg, letting people behind the fourth wall here, this is perhaps the earliest we have ever recorded with regards to the week, the upcoming week. We always say that it's for the week of this, for the week of this, for the week of this. We're actually doing a morning recording.
Yeah, it's throwing me off a little bit. I don't want to give away my beverage yet, but certainly it's not the beverage that I'm usually enjoying when we're recording.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I'm trying to decide too, whether I'm going to go with the beverage I'm currently enjoying or the beverage I'll be enjoying later.
Right.
So we'll have to decide. We'll have to decide when we get there. So it's been a couple of weeks. If you'll notice in the feed, there were 2 weeks of TV ABCs. We had last week, we had the third of the Murdoch Mysteries Fansporium, something like that.
Yeah, inside, behind the scenes, inside Murdoch. Yeah.
Deep, I like Fansporium better.
I like deep inside Murdoch better.
Yes. And the week before that, you had a kind of not impromptu, but you had kind of one that you recorded and we put up pretty quick.
Yeah, with Jessie Cruikshank, she had this upcoming season of Canada's Smartest Person was coming up, and she's also on The Goods. And I also kind of wanted to get the behind-the-scenes story on her, because as I said in the podcast, I remember her. She came onto my radar during the heyday of the after show on MTV. So I just wanted to get a little background into how she got into the industry in the first place. So if you missed that one, go back and listen to it, please.
Ah, well, there you go. Go back and listen. You know, if you don't listen to enough podcasts, just go back and listen to past episodes.
They're actually evergreen.
Well, most of ours aren't. But but if you listen to the ones, the TV ABC's ones are closer to evergreen than the news-based ones.
Yes.
So, I mean, that might be an approach, especially if you're a fan of a show and you missed one of the, you know, maybe we're talking to an actor or director or whoever. I mean, even if it was for a past season that you've already watched, it could offer you some insight or could offer you something that you didn't think about. So,
absolutely.
Exactly. There you go. We'll be getting into our calendar in a bit. We've got a poll to talk about, not Lech Walesa, just letting you know. We also got some announcements from the CBC, and we got the coming, notice how I'm teasing the entire episode here?
Yeah, you're really giving everything away.
Pretty impressive, eh? Well, it's like, what, we're going to hold it as a surprise for people? Guess what we're talking about next? And we're gonna talk about Pick and Pay coming up soon to a home district near you.
Yes.
To a prefecture near you.
December 1st.
Exactly. But before we get there, it is time for the beverage update. And Greg, as we said, it is early in the morning. Maybe not the drink that you're drinking, but maybe you could talk about what shot of something you put in your drink. I don't know.
Oh, yes, oh. That would be very nice. A winter warmer, because here in southern Ontario, winter is finally here. We don't have much of an accumulation of snow, but it's certainly windy and cold here today.
It got very cold, and I was driving back from Montreal yesterday, and the first half of the journey was like snow covered roads. Oof. And literally the 401 highway dropped down to like 50 kilometers an hour. And it was just like, I don't need this right now. It was like one of these things. I don't need it. The weather like a week ago was like 20 degrees.
Right. No, it's in that particular stretch of the highway I've spent a lot of time on, and it's dicey. It's either really, really boring because it's dry roads and there's really nothing much to see, or it's a white knuckle drive in the winter. Right. And that's what you... That's unfortunately what you were sitting through. But
exactly.
So what I'm drinking is I'm drinking my morning coffee. I grind my own beans.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, not today. It isn't. It's too early for euphemisms, Anthony. So I'm just drinking a simple a brew.
I grind my own beans, if you know what I'm saying.
So just ground. I like to grind my own beans. And then,
I bet you do.
Oh, jeez. Drip coffee maker. I do not drink anything in my coffee. Although, if this was the evening, I might be warming it up with maybe a shot of Bailey's. Just the original Bailey's, not the candy cane Bailey's or the maple Bailey's or any of that other stuff. Just the pure Bailey's.
Just pure Bailey's.
Pure Bailey's, along with my coffee. What about you? Are you going with what you're drinking this morning or what you'll be drinking later?
Are you like to grind Bailey's beans as well?
Sure.
I'll talk about what I'll be drinking about later because it's not often that you get let's just say the LCBO, the Liquor Control Board stores in Ontario. There are some bourbons that come around like once a year, once every 2 years, and so you capture them while you can. Just over the past week, there was one that made a comeback that I hadn't seen in a while, so I picked up a bottle of Wild Turkey Rare Breed.
Wow, Wild Turkey.
So Wild Turkey, of course, their most common one is the 81 proof, and you can find that in most stores across Ontario and probably across Canada. But their higher proof ones, they're more aged ones, including stuff like Russell's Reserve, which is kind of like their upper tier stuff. It's harder to find, especially in Ontario. Wild Turkey Rare Breed is not completely rare. It's not rare in the States at all, but in Ontario it is. But I do have right from the Wild Turkey website. I've got my my Sam Elliott reading of the week. So.
Okay.
The true bold spirit of Wild Turkey has been captured in this authentic barrel-proof whiskey, creating one of the finest bourbons in the world. Uncut with water, Rare Breed is an uncompromised Kentucky bourbon with tones of sweet tobacco and hints of orange and mint, making it a remarkably smooth whiskey legend.
Wow. I'm going back to Russell's thing. Is that Russell Peters? Is that Russell Crowe's reserve? Who's the Russell?
The Russell is the master distiller.
Is
down at Wild Turkey.
So sweet tobacco and vanilla and orange peel?
No. Hints of orange and mint.
Okay. Oh, mint. Right. That was one that threw me off. Orange and mint. You don't often think of those two flavor combinations.
No.
Do you, when you're drinking these bourbons,
yes.
Do you actually taste those hints that Sam Elliott's talking about?
No.
Okay.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, if you were, first of all, I'm not guzzling bourbon or I'm not shooting it.
Yeah.
I am sipping it, but I drink to enjoy. And there was actually a great post. I'm going to see if I can find it here. There's a really good whiskey blog, and like there's a lot of good whiskey websites out there and blog, but there's this one guy who's based out of Los Angeles who talks about whiskey and brandy and a bunch of other stuff. He just goes by the name SKU, SKU. Mm-hmm. And a few weeks ago, he put down a quick post called, let me see if I can find it. It was basically about how to talk about how whiskeys taste. He goes, taste it. So I'll give you it's a rather short post. He talks about all the whiskey reviews that he reads. So it goes, tasting notes throughout the years, novice, someone drinking with a 1 year experience. This is good whiskey.
Yeah.
An intermediate with 4 years experience. Nose of caramel and butterscotch, palate of soft caramel notes, molasses and maple syrup. Finish, a nice caramel note with some mint and spices. Then advanced, 8 years experience. The nose opens with Gaviota strawberries, green figs, and light alfalfa note in the background, after which it picks up soft tobacco, leather, and Meyer lemon rind with the heft of a midnight fog that lifts gently off the ocean surface in a coastal town in northern Maine.
That's great.
And then the veteran, over 10 years experience? This is good whiskey.
Yeah, perfect.
And so I like to feel that even though I might not have over 10 years experience, that's pretty much how I treat it. Okay. It's like, this is good whiskey.
Right.
I like it or I don't like it. It's smooth or it's a bit harsh. It's got, with bourbons to me, I basically, it's how oaky they are. And generally, the longer they stayed in the barrel, the more oaky they get.
So, okay.
Yeah. And so.
And you just drink it neat?
Generally, yes. If it's really dense and oaky, sometimes I'll do a couple drops of water in.
Huh?
And when I say a couple drops of water, like I mean like as small drops as I can get, because that'll open it up a lot. And it
gives
it,
yeah. I know what to get you for a stocking stuffer. I'm going to get you an eyedropper.
There you go. It has to be a very small stocking or a very big eyedropper.
That's right.
Yes. So, folks, we do have some stuff on the calendar. Not tons to tell you, but it's that time of year where a lot of the fall premiere stuff has kind of passed us by, and the winter premiere stuff hasn't started yet. So we're kind of in the middle of some season finales, but we do have a return as well. So coming up tomorrow on the 22nd of November, we have the season finale of Bachelorette Canada. And I know that you and Robert Carnell have been paying attention to this one.
Yes, we're down to the final two. We're down to Kevin W. from Waterloo and Mikkel, who is from Richmond Hill. Who will Jasmine pick? You'll have to tune in on, well, if this goes up on Tuesday, you'll still be able to catch it because it's Tuesday night. And I will be speaking to the happy couple on Wednesday morning. So look for that interview, that thought-provoking interview later on this week on tv-eh.com. Yes, very exciting.
You, sir, are what we call an industry professional.
Listen, I do have to say that for all of the coverage that we give to scripted series, Murdoch Mysteries, Shoot the Messenger, the Romeo Section, programs like that, it is fun to jump into the reality realm, despite what some of the purists may say, and enjoy these American franchises with the Canadian angle to them. And this season of The Bachelorette has certainly been interesting to watch. I like seeing guys getting drunk and trying to one-up each other when it comes to being tough, because I was not one of those guys. So it always makes me laugh to see those guys, because it's basically like watching high school.
It's like watching high school.
It's like watching high school.
Is that your quick one-line review?
It's like watching high school. Because the alcohol's there too.
There you go. See, it's all thrown together. Other than that, not much for the rest of this week, and not until the middle of next week on the 30th of November, we have the return of Vikings.
Yes, this is season 4B. They split the season up into four sections of, I think it was 8 episodes each, and I spoke to Alexander Ludwig, who plays Bjorn, Ragnar Lothbrok's eldest son. He was in town last week, so look for that interview. That'll probably be going up on the Monday the 28th or Tuesday the 29th in advance. And he basically says that he signed on to this show when Michael Hurst told him that Bjorn's storyline would really hit its stride in season 4 and into season 5, because if you kind of go through the history of Vikings, and a lot of it was done verbally. They didn't write down a lot of things. So a lot of this stuff is legend, but the story is that Bjorn was the one that kind of expanded on his dad's vision and was the first to explore, or the first of the Vikings to explore Africa and the Mediterranean. So that's what's coming up in this latter half of season 4, and a lot of season 5 will be following Bjorn on his adventures. And he also gives me some hints into what's to come for he himself as an actor going forward in the industry.
It's funny when I think ultimately some TV series, and I'm not just pointing this at Vikings, when some TV series get into seasons beyond where they thought they were ever going to get. And I think of shows like Lost. Think of, you know, you end up getting these seasons worth of, like, for some reason as I've gotten older, the concept of flashback, I hate flashback.
Right.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a result of age. I don't know if it's a result of seeing it too much. But I can't stand episodes that drop on the trope of, you know, they show you the opening little kickoff for 5 minutes. They show you some action scene, and then they come back from the theme song, and it's like 48 hours earlier. It's like,
yep.
I don't care. Just tell me a narrative. Tell me a straightforward. You've got 42 minutes. Just give me the story.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I mean, you use Lost, and that's the perfect example. In the case of Michael Hurst with Vikings, he's had multiple seasons. He already knew where he wanted this show to go. There were definitely some, you know, spots in history, some milestones that he had to meet with the Vikings discovering England, the Vikings discovering Paris, the Vikings going into the Mediterranean, and the death of Ragnar Lothbrok, and how his four sons all took over from him and expanded and went further than the Vikings had ever gone before. So with that kind of as the backbone of the show, it just kind of goes on for as long as you want it to. And the fact that it's going to be in the mind of Alexander Ludwig really hitting its stride in season four, and season five is exciting. And as a viewer, it's fantastic because Vikings has been nothing but great all four seasons long for me. There have been some characters I didn't like, but you know, for the most part, the storytelling has been fantastic. I mean, it's kind of like The Sopranos. It just keeps better. It keeps getting better as the seasons go on.
And it's funny because there have been so many years where you would go out. I think it's become, again, the influence of cable can't be understated on even just network shows these days. But the concept of taking an entire episode to go through the background of a single character, and sometimes an entire part of a season to go through the background of a single character, that's something that you would never have had in your straight up procedural, like even 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, through the cable push and through the acceptance of a little bit more disjointed and kind of narrative that strays off, we've kind of allowed that to happen. But there's been incredible successes and there have been some horrible ones as well. I mean, if you end up going off on a 3-episode arc for a secondary character and then take that long to come back to the main story, you run the real risk of losing a bunch of people in the process. So it's got to be done with a very deft hand, put it that way.
It has to be done with a deft hand, and you actually have to care about those characters. If you haven't written strong characters, then people aren't going to care what you do with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there you go. I mean, would you say season 4 or season 5?
Season 4B.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused. Okay.
They're back filming season 5. He's flown back to England to continue filming season 5 now. And that's going to be an extra long season as well. That'll be split up into 2 sections.
Is there any shooting happening in Canada this year?
Not that he told me, no.
Because they were up near the Sioux last year, weren't they?
They were. He was just outside of Sault Ste. Marie, and he was filming scenes with Whopper the Bear.
Wow. Whopper the Bear.
With only a thin clothesline between the two of them, because Whopper had been trained to believe that the clothesline was electrified.
Oh, there you go.
So if Whopper decided to touch it and then realized that it was not electrified, they would have had to have written a very different storyline for Bjorn.
Yes, it would have been the Revenant Vikings.
Exactly.
Yes. So as per usual, about three or four times a year, there is a new poll up on the TVA website. And I know that the question is pretty straightforward. Your 3 shows, which are your favorite new Canadian series of the fall. I didn't realize there were this many shows, but then I should realize that because we talk about all of them.
Yeah, no, it's true. And when I was putting together this list, I was really thrown off. I thought there might be 10 shows that would be in this list, and there is probably closer to 30 once you throw in some of the documentary-style programming and also the children's programming. Right. But as of right now, The Beaverton, which is the faux news series that the Comedy Network has created, and is in ties with the Beaverton website, that's leading the vote. We've got they've got 1,144 votes. They're in first place with Kim's Convenience in second place at 856. The Bachelorette Canada in third at 256. Frontier at 230 and Shoot the Messenger at 185. Second Gen at 153, and then the first of a reality series or documentary series, Homes and Homes, at 127. So it's where I've got the poll going until this Friday, and it's just for fun. It's just to get people's opinions as we head into the winter season. I wanted to find out what people thought about the fall, and they certainly responded.
I want to be clear. When Jeff says, why did I call you Jeff?
I don't know.
Okay, Jeff. When Jeff says just for fun, he means that whoever wins this vote will have a guaranteed second season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I have that kind of pull.
Aren't you glad I said Jeff, by the way?
I am glad you said Jeff, because Greg then doesn't have to own up to that. What is interesting, I always like it when I put up these polls, because there'll be somebody that jumps in and says, why isn't Murdoch Mysteries in that poll? And it's like, because it's not a new show.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though, Jeff? Isn't it?
So go to tv-a.com and vote, and also I'll put a link in the show notes so that people can
show notes too. I'm disappointed that the fans of Lost Girl haven't shown up, to be honest with you.
Don't prod that sleeping whopper.
Because I really think that if Lost Girl wins this poll, that they could get a new season. That's all I'm saying.
Jeez. At Anthony Marco.
At Greg underscore underscore David. Or Jeff.
Yes, sure. Jeff.
But Kim's Convenience is actually benefiting from a lot of the pre-premiere hype. It's kind of it's certainly kept up a little bit of its popularity.
It really has, and as I've been watching every week, the writing has become tighter and funnier as the characters. You figure out who these characters are and what they stand for. There's a great chemistry between the characters on Kim's Convenience. And actually, one of the upcoming TV ABC's podcasts will be with Sonia Bennett, who is an actress, but she, in the last couple of years, has transitioned over to being a writer, and she was in the writer's room for Kim's Convenience, so I'll make sure people know about that in the next few weeks.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks.
CBC has announced its winter broadcast premiere dates.
We forgot to close the calendar.
My bad. See, I'm glad that you're on the ball.
Yeah.
It is morning. I've had maybe it's the lingering effect of too many wild turkey rare breeds from last night. So CBC has announced its winter broadcast premiere dates for new and returning series. But we've already talked about Murdoch Mysteries. There's other shows as well, apparently.
There are. Monday, January the 9th is the debut of Pure. That's about the Mennonite mob dealing drugs through Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. I've got a couple of stories on the website for that, as well as a first look photo gallery. And then on the 10th of January, it's Schitt's Creek is back for season 3. And then at 9:30 is Working Moms, and that's Catherine Reitman's sitcom that she developed that's all about working moms. I had a chance to visit the set, and it looks like it's going to be a very funny show. And then I guess the next big one is Wednesday, January the 11th. It's the third and final season premiere of X Company.
Right. So they felt that with 3 seasons, they're running the gamut.
Well, as the show creators have said in the past, these spies in the Second World War, they didn't last this many episodes.
Yes.
A lot of them only lasted a few weeks. So the fact that there's 3 seasons, that's a good one. That's good. We've also got the return.
Plus, you would always rather a show go out too early than too late.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. And then Diane's favorite, Sunday, January the 15th, Michael Every Day returns. Now, that was Michael Tuesdays and Thursdays, but now it's Michael Every Day. So clearly, Michael's not getting any better. There'll be
no
2 back-to-back episodes airing on Sundays at 9 and at 9:30. And we've got the season 2 premiere of Crash Gallery, which is the reality show with artists facing off head-to-head in competition with the different, they have to use different types of ingredients or materials. So a sculptor might have to do painting or, vice versa. And it's all just for fun. You don't win any money out of that. Friday.
Well, it's a Canadian show.
It's a Canadian show. You win paints.
You win a toaster oven.
You win
a year supply of turtle wax.
You win a gift card to Michael's.
Ooh, there you go.
Friday, February the 17th, True North Calling, which is a new factual series, a documentary about what it's like to live in the north of Canada. And then Monday, February the 20th.
Okay, hang on.
Sure.
What do they define as the north of Canada?
Well, like the northern, territories. Because, the territories.
Because you and I living in the Southern Ontario area, I'm not even going to call me in Hamilton the Greater Toronto area, or I'd have to hit myself. but when we say we're going up north for the weekend,
yeah,
we generally mean that we're driving an hour or two to a cottage.
Yeah, you're going to Orillia to Rama, right?
Well, I mean, us driving, what we call up north is insulting to anybody who's from the north.
Right. For me, growing up, my family's from Cochrane, Ontario. So when I say up north, I'm thinking Timmins or Cochrane. I'm thinking 10 hours. But you're right. I mean, in this case,
And then to anybody living in the territories,
yes,
that's insulting to them.
Exactly. Well, here's what CBC says. It offers an intimate look at Canada's north, capital N, and young Canadians living in one of the harshest environments in the world.
So if it says Canada's north, I'm guessing it has to be the territories and above.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then finally, rounding out this their upfront or the winter season, excuse me, is Monday, February the 20th, is Bellevue, and that's the cop drama starring Anna Paquin and Sean Doyle. And they're in the middle of, they're just finishing up production on that, actually. It's six episodes, and a lot of anticipation heading into this one, just simply because of the star power of Anna Paquin. And she is also in The Handmaid's Tale, which will be coming up on CBC later on in 2017.
Well, and is this her first series since True Blood?
It is.
Yeah, so there you go. Getting some star power back to Canada.
Star power.
Yes. So there you go, a bunch of the stuff from CBC. And, of course, all of their existing shows that we talked about, including season 43 of Marketplace and season 55 of The Nature of Things.
Incredible. And you're not even joking either when you say those numbers. It's incredible.
Season 55, Nature of Things, The Secret Life of Owls of Galooly. I just went there. So there's CBC's lineup. The last thing that we have to talk about this week isn't here yet, but we've been talking about it for a long time, and it's on its way. We've talked for a long time, especially beyond the fact that we were talking about Skinny Basic.
Right.
Well, along with Skinny Basic, it had to have a corollary to it, because the idea is if you were going to get a whole bunch of packages or a whole bunch of channels for like 20 or 25 bucks, you would say to yourself, well, I don't want to have to buy like a $40 package in order to get this channel. So the CRTC, in all of their wisdom, has decided, well, we're going to let you pick one channel if you want to. If you want to just buy one channel, you can buy one channel. And the question is, will those individual channels be worth more than the packages that you bought to get them?
Yeah, absolutely. December the 1st is when Pick and Pay rolls out. Now, you have to buy at least the basic package before you can start with the a la carte. So you can't just say, oh, I just want HBO, I just want TSN, I just want Sportsnet. You can't just have three channels in your package. You need to have at least the Skinny Basic, which is the $25. If you're only paying for Skinny Basic, you're of course paying extra for your PVR or your cable box, so that doesn't change. But what does change is that you'll be able to buy packages, which you already can do, but you'll also be able to buy, like you said, a la carte. And Rogers right now is saying that as of December 1st, for example, they'll be offering channels as low as $1.99. Now, they're not saying what channels those are that'll be offered for $1.99, but it certainly won't be any of the premium channels that people are actually excited about paying. Now, if Shaw is saying individual channels for them will be $3 per month. Now, we've already talked about this. If you want something like the Movie Network or HBO, you're probably going to be paying for $18 per month, which is what Shaw is proposing. Again, these numbers haven't been unveiled yet and won't be until December the 1st, but that's the kind of price point that you're looking at. If you want these channels, these premium channels that people want, if you like your sports, if you like your movies, your specials and things like that, you're going to be paying through the nose for these things. And I'm guessing that, like Skinny Basic, people are going to stick with their packages. I think the number was that as of earlier this year, I think it was September that the CRTC talked about this. They said that only 700,000 people had actually switched over to Skinny Basic. That's not a lot. That's only 10% of the people that actually are subscribed to cable that went for that. So that tells me that people are probably going to stick with the existing packages. I will be, because I'm not willing to go down to $25 and then supplement it with something that's going to be, you know, $20, $25, $30 a pop, because before long, you end up paying the exact price that you're already paying for your existing cable package.
Sure. And I guess it's whether you can start to adjust your mindset with some of the TV shows you watch as to whether you're willing to wait 6 months.
I guess that's what it's going to be. You've got to sit down and figure out what TV shows do I watch, not what TV channels I watch. And that's a whole different mindset for people. I mean, it's not too long ago, and I think that certainly my parents' generation is this way, that you just turn on the TV and you tune into where your show is, kind of being oblivious to what channel it's actually on. Right. So you're going to have to do a little bit of extra homework.
I mean, so like, for instance, a lot of people think of HBO. HBO has, usually pretty regularly, almost year round, they're always starting up one show after the other and kind of rolling them out throughout the year. You know, Game of Thrones being an example, and they keep on rolling new ones out as they go. And AMC is another one like that, where you generally find some stuff. The question will be, Are you willing to wait for that? Because my guess is that when you get the, if you buy that individual channel, that you will probably also gain access to the on-demand catalog as well.
Yes, that's absolutely what you'll be able to get. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So if that's the case, you may say to yourself, okay, HBO, Game of Thrones, you know, I like Game of Thrones, but I always fall behind on it anyway. Why don't I just wait 6 months until these two other shows that I also watch on HBO have already played? And then if I go over to HBO, maybe I can watch all of them. I can get it for like 2 months while I'm watching another new show I like. Plus, I can watch all this other stuff on demand.
And that's exactly what I'd done in the past with Super Channel when the final season of Sons of Anarchy was on, as well as I think that was the big one at the time for me. And I just subscribed. And once that season was all done, I unsubscribed. So it'll be interesting to see whether the cable networks, whether they allow you to do that type of stuff. And, oh, man, what kind of a headache that's going to be if you're having to kind of keep track of what shows are on when so that you can kind of time it. But I'm guessing that's probably what people will do.
Well, and so there's an interesting proposal that could come out of it. I mean, considering that most people could go on to iTunes or something like that and buy the shows if they wanted to.
Yeah.
One of the options that cable companies could start to do, and I have to imagine it's not out of the possibility of technology, is should you just be able to order a show and have it delivered on your PVR?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, totally.
It won't actually be on your PVR, but it will show up on your PVR, and then when you press to play it, it'll play.
Yeah.
Because at that point you could just go, you know what, HBO, I don't want to pay that much a month, but I want Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Why not do it that way? Right. Because right now, if you buy a season on iTunes, depending on the show and if it's in HD, you could end up paying close to $40.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. That is going to be the next thing, isn't it? You'll be able to just pick these shows off of your cable box and be billed for it. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like you get like, here's the water cooler package of television shows.
Yes.
Right. And like, here's 10 television shows every year that you're going to want to subscribe to, or you're going to have like, lists that, your favorite critic or whoever it is, your favorite website will recommend. Here's 10 shows that you have to watch.
Right.
And you buy into those lists, basically.
Perfect.
Curated lists.
Look at that. Let's call up JP Bleh.
Yeah. JP Bleh. Go talk to Lenny Katz and Conrad von Finkenstein.
I think that's going to be my December poll, is which channels are you willing to pay extra for and see what people say.
Well, yeah, that could be the way to do it. I mean, the other way to do it is, I mean, you would be getting out of the, you'd be getting out of the Canadian concept for a while.
That's true.
If you said something along the lines of, you know, if you could package, instead of channels aside, if you could package together five shows that you would pay for outside of channels, what would those five shows be?
Oh, yeah, that's an even better question. I like that.
Right. Yeah, so, but then you'd have to list every single television
well,
show.
Well, no, I would put it up as a feature story and then have people comment below because it would be just too crazy.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that Rogers is going as low as $1.99 a month and Shaw's going $3 a month because, the cheapest channels are going to be those channels that nobody really wants. You know, a couple of people, it'll be a small amount of people who want to get them. But for the most part, people won't really. Like, I mean, it'll be like, you know, this channel number three, you know, like TSN 7.
Yeah. I think what they'll probably do is they'll package things together like they've been doing, but they'll probably tighten up those packages. Like lifestyle package might be just HGTV, DIY, and Food Network. Like you might get a three channel package for, you know, $5 or $6. But for $1.99, what are you gonna get?
But technically I should still be able to pick just one of them.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it would be $1.99. It certainly isn't gonna be TSN the Ocho.
The Ocho. So it's gonna be interesting to see what channels actually are on that bottom rung. But if Rogers and Shaw both have that bottom rung $1 apart, that's kind of like, I mean, considering we don't have a choice as to who our cable provider is, to me, the fact that they're able to charge an extra buck for the same channel, it seems kind of a bit weird to me.
It does. Although these numbers haven't been confirmed. These are just numbers that are being floated around in advance of December the 1st. What will also be interesting, and I'm sure that you've seen this, is that there's a lack of loyalty now when it comes to staying with a cable company. Like, I have no bones about switching to a different cable company. It just happens to be that I'm very happy with the service that I've got right now. But it would be a little bit of a pain to cut ties and go with somebody else. But I might be willing to do it if push comes to shove when it comes to these channel prices.
And I mean, a lot of people, I don't know what the numbers are on satellite these days, but it seems that satellite kind of had a peak maybe about 10 years ago. So I don't know if there's more people on satellite than ever or less.
I should find that out.
But it's certainly an option. I mean, it's always been a pretty easy thing to just add an extra channel on satellite.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I used to visit my parents down in the States and they were on satellite and I wanted the NHL network whenever I was down there over the Christmas holidays, because that's how I could watch the World Junior Hockey Tournament. I would just call them up and I would say, can I just add this one channel? And they said, oh, you can, but it's a bit more expensive that way. And I said, well, how much is it? It's like $5 a month. It's like, ooh, you know, like $5 a month and I get to watch the next like 8 games over the next week, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it was definitely worth it. So, I think short term, as long as you're good at managing your cancellations and subscriptions,
yes,
you'll be fine. And you know what? I mean, and there's no way that they're going to do this for you. But the ideal situation would be if somebody could set up like an API service on the web where you could actually say, buy, you know, subscribe to this one for the next 3 months and then it would automatically cancel it for you.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. There's not any of that. You've got to make it. You've got to do it yourself. They're not going to help you with it.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to opt out.
Coming up on December 1st, this all starts, folks. So if you want to pay $1.99 to get the Yule Log channel,
I prefer Sunrise or Sunset. Is it Sunset channel?
Yeah, Sunset channel. I've watched the Sunset
channel. So have I.
You know what? You're just sitting there. You're maybe reading something on the computer and you want something in the background. And it's like, and the only thing about the Sunset channel is it's like very calming. You watch the sunset go down and all of a sudden they'll get like some seabird going by. It's like,
yeah, that's like, what the hell, man? That's right. And the aquarium channel just makes me have to go to the bathroom because you just hear that water bubbling all the time.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's sometimes what happens
when you get older.
When you get older, the water starts bubbling. You go, ooh, I gotta go. Maybe that happens to Sam Elliott too. I'm not sure.
It sounds like it does.
Anyway, folks, you've been listening to the TVA podcast, episode number 216. Every couple of weeks, we come here and we tell you about the latest in Canadian television news. And every other week, generally, Greg talks to somebody who's from the industry. And could be a writer, could be an actor, could be a director, could be someone else. Could just be a friend of Canadian television.
Well, and there is that coming up as well, actually, funnily enough.
Funnily?
Funnily. That's a word, isn't it?
Funnel cakey? I don't know.
Funnily? I-L-Y. Funnily?
Funnily. I don't know. Let's say that it is a word.
You want to know where you can reach me?
Okay, I suppose so, with that stirring endorsement.
You can find me at TVA, tv-eh.com is the website, at TV_EH is the Twitter handle. My own Twitter handle is at Greg_David. We're also on Instagram and we're on YouTube. If you go to the TVA homepage, you can find links to all of those spots as well. We're ever so popular. What about you, Anthony? Where can we find you?
You can find all of the other podcasts that I do at anthonymarco.com. You can find me on Twitter at anthonymarco. You can find our Patreon page if you'd like to support the podcast from a financial perspective. And when I say financial, I don't mean you need to give us like a whole bunch. Yeah, it's like maybe as little as a buck a podcast.
Yeah.
Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TV_EH. And we've got some patrons in there. You know, it just helps because a blog post or a post that Greg puts up doesn't cost a lot in server space, maybe a couple of K, a couple of kilobits here and there. But when you put up a podcast, now we're talking about megabytes in size. So, you know, got to pay for that server space. And, you know, with our incredibly popular podcast, Greg, you know, the tens of thousands of people pulling it down every day. I mean, the amount of traffic that we're paying is huge, right? I mean,
yes. Wait, which podcast are you looking at?
Oh, sorry. Did I add some zeros to that? wow. Anyway, say goodbye, Greg.
Goodbye.
That wraps up another episode for this week. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming.